Blog Talk Radio. poignant and still apply it to us in every aspect of the world, certainly a movement of the people and the daughter of Babylon. Yes, we should move away from every aspect of their structure system and the movement of the people. See, in any aspect, I can guarantee you 100%, whether it's law, labor, politics, so-called judicial system, prison system, health care, labor, whatever, you know how they're going to treat us? They're not looking for solutions in our regard. They think it's funny in our regard. They think it's cute to treat us tacky, trashy, and a terrorist. Tacky, trashy, and terroristic. That's what their infrastructure offers us. That's why so many of our young men and women are in prison. That's why when they come on the scene, they're not here to solve problems for us. They're here to put us in body bags and laugh it off like it's a jokey matter. We can't look for anything in the daughter of Babylon. So certainly there should be a movement away from the daughter of Babylon. My name is Young Suf Arif, along with my brother from New York City, Brother Katria. We're here to help assist you in a movement of Yah's people. We get offered to you by way of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, by the way of reconnecting with him and are reconnecting yourself with his people. Because his people that are connected with the Most High is the only people, or are the only people, who are really trying to help you in that assistance. Getting close to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and getting close to our people, and understanding the nature of our enemies, a movement of Yah's people. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So without further ado, let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City. Brother Katria, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Bless Yah, all my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Brother Yom Suf Arif, shalom, shalom. How you doing?
I'm doing well, brother. How are you doing in your family?
Give thanks to Most High. We all well.
Praise Yah.
Another day to give thanks and praise. But you're absolutely right, man. There's a movement going on. We in end times like Daniel spoke about, where the Most High's people are waking up after that 400-year period of captivity and bondage. But it's exactly. Still about them. And we do have to know Yah's codes, Yah's plans, what Yah's commanding us to do.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Brother Katria. Praise Yah. You're certainly correct. Bless his holy name. Well, Brother Katria, if you and the fellow students are ready to proceed in our studies, I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
First Samuel chapter 29. I will begin the studies in tonight. And Brother Katria, in the second segment, we're beginning in the 30th chapter of Yeshayahu. No, I know a lot of you call it Isaiah. That's not his name. His name is Yeshayahu, chapter 30, of the futile confidence in Mezaram, just like the futile confidence in the daughter of Babylon. True. So in this chapter, in 1 Samuel chapter 29, the Philistines reject King David's help. You know, he's been working with King Achish of the Philistines, but unknown to him, King David is not really working with him. He's using the opportunity to protect his men and to keep his connection with the Most High and looking after the interests of his people in Israel. So someone among the Philistines has doubts about King David's loyalty, and so they should be. He's a man of the people. He's the man of the Most High first and foremost, and he's a man of his people. He's for his people, and that's what we have to learn in the movement of Yah's people. You got to be for your people. They ain't for you. I'm talking about law, labor, politics, justice, policing, politics, you name it, I'll call it. They ain't for you. So King David knew that. And so he wouldn't, he was just using the opportunity. And during that opportunity, he was staying close to the Most High and looking after the interests of his people while doing so. And we should learn that too in the movement of Yah's people. Then the Philistines gathered together all their armies at Aphek. And the Israelites encamped by a fountain, which is in Jezreel. And the lords, the kings of the Philistines, passed in review by hundreds and thousands before these leaders. But King Dawid and his men passed in review, just like a military review, at the rear with King Achish. Then the princesses of the Philistines said, What are these Hebrews doing here? Because he knew Hebrews should like their kind, and kind should recognize their kind. And so they had reservation when they saw the heat, man. What are these Hebrews doing marching in a review, military review, with the Philistines? What's really going on? So they had a loss. And King Achish said to the princes of the Philistines, is this not King David, the servant of King Saul, king of Israel, who has been with me these days or these years? He's been with me a long time. I know who he is. And to this day, I found no fault in him, since he defected to me. Unbeknownst to him, he found no fault in him. But King David was always looking after the best, most high interest in his people. When the princes of the Philistines were But the princesses of the Philistines were angry with him. So the princes of the Philistines said to him, hey, make this fellow return and let him go. Let him go back to the place which you have appointed for him. And do not let him go down with us to battle. Because he's type first. He's a movement of his people. He's a movement of the LOM. He's a movement of the connection of his people. And he said, they didn't say that. But I suspect that that's what they would think. And they ought to be, because our attitudes in regards to the Most High should be that, a movement of Yah's people toward him and a movement of Yah's people toward one another. And they had suspicions about him. And people should have suspicions about us, our enemies. And he said, this is what they said. At least in a battle, he become, at least he going to turn on us. You know how they is. They love the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and they certainly love one another, and they ain't going to ride or die with us. And that's how we all should be toward a movement of Yah's people. And with he reconciled himself to this man. How he going to, a leopard don't change his spot, so to speak. He said, I know what you're saying, King Achish, but they're saying, do not let him go down with us to battle, at least in the battle, he becomes our adversary. For with what could he reconcile himself to his man? Ain't no way, so to speak, a leopard can change his spot. That's what he's saying. He's a Hebrew today. He's a Hebrew tomorrow. He's a Hebrew forever. And based upon the attitudes of the studies of the Hebrew Israelites at that time, for the most part, they stuck closer than glue to the Most High. And they stuck closer than glue with each other. That's a movement of the people where King Dawid is showing us that we have to stick close to the Most High as glue. And far as each other are concerned, the same mindset should be in effect. As I said before in the beginning of this show, there's no aspect of our enemy that does us any amount of good. May our women having birth, may our women being hospitalized. You know our women have more child birth in our enemy system than they do? Did you know more of our young brothers and young sisters are locked up in their system than they do? Do you know the disparity within the dispense of so-called justice, which is more so legal, in their system? We get more of the time. So when you got a police officer coming for you, or coming to assist you, here's what you can expect from them. Tacky, trashy, and a terroristic. That's why our people should be educated on the fact. These people are not our friends. These people are not our friends. Our movement should be toward the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and toward one another. as King Dawood indicated, as the Philistines suspected. Cain recognized Cain. He gonna recognize he's a Hebrew Israelite, and he's gonna turn on us. And go, how can he justify that? Simply saying, they're saying, how can a leopard change his spot? And the people, our enemies, should have the same mindset about us in any regard, in any aspect of their lives. Any service that they so-called may offer us. They're a hot mess. And we think for some innate reason, oh, they love us. They are our bestest friend. I be damned. It's true. And we should have the mindset toward a movement of Yah's people, a movement of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and a movement toward their brothers and sisters, loving their brothers and sisters as they love themselves. As King Dawood, they knew about him. And so they had suspicion. And people, our enemies, should have the same suspicions toward us as far as the Elohim is concerned and as far as one another is concerned. Praise Yah. And finally, not finally, but they say, you know, hi, a leopard can't change his spot. And he says, what could he reconcile himself to this matter, to his master? If not with the heads of these men, you got to get their head. That's the only way that could be in a reconciliation as far as King Dawood is concerned, a movement towards Yah's people and himself. Is this not King Dawood, the Hebrew, they're saying, whom they sang to one another in dancing, saying, these young women, King Saul has slain 1,000, and King Dawood has his 10,000. Ain't that the same fella you talking about that's marching in a military parade? And they're simply saying, oh, hell to the no. Then King Achish called King Dawood and said to him, surely as the Elohim lives, you have been upright. And you're unbeknownst to him, he's saying this. You have been upright, and you're going out, and you're coming in with me. And the army is good in my sight, as far as your military behavior is concerned. For this day, I have not found even you. This is Philistine talking. And since the day of your coming to me, nevertheless, the Lords do not favor you. They're saying a leper don't change his spot, and they ain't lying. Therefore, return really should be in our regard. But we become such a monstrosity that we don't know a movement of Yah's people as King Dawood did. And his movement toward the Elohim and his movement toward his people. He loved the Elohim and he loved his people. And he said, therefore, return now and go in peace that you may not displease the lords of the Philistines because they don't trust you. And they had good reason to be because King Dawood knew he was a Hebrew Israelite. He loved that fact. Cain recognized Cain, and most importantly, he knew that he loved the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, but he wasn't about to turn on any one of his people or his Elohim for no reason. There was not enough Philistine money to make him turn against the Elohim and his people. So King Dawood said to King Achish, but what have I done? And to this day, what you have found in me, your servant, as long as I've been with you. You ain't found nothing dirty on me. In fact, King Dawood wasn't doing anything up to par neither in that regard. But he knew that he didn't know nothing about this as far as Yah is concerned, as far as his love toward his people is concerned. As I have been with you, that I may go not and fight against the enemies of my Lord, the King, King Achish, that what have I done so I can't go to the battle with you? Then King Achish answered and said to King Dawood, I know that you are as good in my sight as an angel of Yah. Nevertheless, the princes of the Philistines have said, he shall not go with us to battle. Now therefore, rise early in the morning with your master's servants who has come with you, all your men. Get up early in the morning. And as soon as you are up early in the morning, and have light. As soon as you get light shine on y'all behind, y'all need to get up out of here, so to speak. So what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, in the daughter of Babylon, every aspect of their infrastructure is not designed to work on us. It's designed to work against us and to continue making us a monstrosity against ourselves. And certainly in regards to the Elohim, it's not designed to work for us. keep us connected to the Most High, and certainly in no connection to one another. And each, every aspect of our lives, their legal so-called justice system really is legal mumbo jumbo. Their health care, our women are, like I said, some of the most have the most death among childbirth and so on and so forth in that regard. And they say they make up 13% of this daughter of Babylon in these United States of America. But they're the highest rate and a 13% of population. How so? And as far as their legal system is concerned, it's a mockery. Ain't no justice. It's that legal mumbo jumbo. You can see that in regards to Donald J. Trump. And so when Yum Soup tells you their system is not designed to build us up, it's designed to destroy us in each and every aspect of their our infrastructures. And King Dawood knew this. That's why he was not sold on the nonsense of the Philistines. That's why he looked at the Most High interest, and he looked at his people's interest. That's the only way it works for us. Otherwise, everything else works in any aspect of our lives totally against us. Young brothers and sisters in prison over a little weed because they had a pound of weed. And they gave him a pound of weed, they gave him 30 years. But they selling weed now in pharmacies. How astronomical and how unjust and their legal mumbo jumbo. Yeah, they got a warehouse full of laws, but there is no justice within those confines. And each and every aspect, legal, policing, law, health, education, housing, in each and every aspect of the infrastructure don't work for us. It works entirely against us. And certainly there should be a movement of Yah's people toward Yah and one another. No one else has our best interest at heart. King Darwin knew this. And the Philistines were right. Ain't he a Hebrew? Oh, hell to the no. A leopard don't change his spot. That man love him some Yah. He love him some people. He ain't back. He going to ride or die. You think we going to let that man go to battle with us? That man going to turn on us. And they were very astute about that. We shouldn't change our spots in regards to the Elohim. And we shouldn't change our spots in regards to one another. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And finally, King Dawood and his men rose early to depart in the morning to return where? To return to the land of the Philistines. And the Philistines went up to Yathareel. But all this is going to come to a head. Everything comes to a head for us sooner or later. And certainly what King Dawood has taught me, man, you got to play the game. You got to fake it to make it sometime when it comes to your enemies. But your heart should be connected with the Most High, and your heart should be connected with one another. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cottrell, you have the mic, my brother and friend.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And there's so much value in a lesson that you just brought forth.
Exactly.
Yom Su Father.
Praise
a leopard may not be able to change his spots, but a man is given the opportunity to change his character.
Exactly.
And we can see that King David was desperate. He was on the run. He was running for his life. And the fact that he was able to convince one of the kings of the Philistine, King Achish, that he was an upright, righteous man for a whole year, when in fact he was really his enemy, it shows you that the Most High was with King David because the Philistines, his enemy, showed him favor.
Right.
But you might call King Achish gullible, but he saw the Most High in King David, and he learned about King David because he swore by the God of King David. Amazing. Philistine king is talking our language.
What did he say? What did he say? He said, and then King Achish called King David and told him, I solemnly swear, as Yah lives, you are a dependable man. Why did he swear by the gods of the Philistines? Why did he swear to God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Because King David was teaching that king something about our Creator, and he was receiving it. He understood. Because you know what? The Philistines could have killed King David on the spot.
Exactly.
him and his men.
Exactly.
Why didn't they?
Well, one thing, Brother Cottrell, unbeknownst to King Achis, he appeared to be loyal to their cause. And because he appeared to be loyal to their cause and they had nothing of anything of negativity said by King Dawood, and he knew that King Dawood loved the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and his brothers and sisters as himself, but he had no clear evidence to suggest, infer, or imply that King Dawood was nothing otherwise than a faithful servant to him and his cause.
So it teaches us a lesson, doesn't it? You ain't
exactly.
always got to find. You ain't always got to fight your enemy and try to kill him. Sometimes the Most High will let your enemy show you favor, which King Achish did to King David and his men.
Exactly.
All praise.
All praise. Brother Cottrell, we have Sister Abigail on, so we'll bring on to say hello, then we'll continue on in these studies. Okay.
Sure enough.
Okay,
yes,
Sister Abigail.
Shalom.
May the Most High bless you. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah. May Yah bless you, brothers, both. Go on with the study now.
Thank you, sister. Good to hear your voice.
How's little Gregory?
Excuse me?
How's little Gregory?
Oh, they good. They good.
Okay.
All is good.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. All right, Brother Cottrell, chapter 30 of Yeshayahu. A lot of y'all call that Isaiah. That is not his name. His name is Yeshayahu, chapter 30.
All praise the Holy One of Israel, the God Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. What's the title, Yamsun?
The title is The Futile Confidence in Mezaram. Just like we got this futile confidence. Right, in the daughter of Babylon.
And we know Mizraim is the son of Ham.
Exactly.
And the children of Yisrael had this affiliation with Mizraim. Because we came out of Mizraim. She was like our mother. That's how we was born as a nation. We came out of Mizraim. Anytime we had trouble, we want to run back to Mizraim. Matter of fact, when they was coming out of Mizraim with Moshe, they wanted to go back to Mizraim. Remember that?
Exactly.
And exactly. And the prophet Yeshayahu's time, who lived alongside the prophet Yirmiyahu, it was the prophet Yirmiyahu who told the children of Israel not to go down into Egypt, but the prophet Yeshayahu was telling the same thing. Praise
exactly.
Yah.
Exactly. Praise Yah.
He said, oh,
thank you, brother.
Seven children.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, brother.
Ain't no bar. Ain't no thing. Yeshayahu says, stubborn children. That pretty much identifies us as a people. We're stubborn, hard-headed, stiff-necked. Declares
exactly.
Yah, who carry out a plan, but not mine. That's what we're doing now. We don't even have a clue to what Yah's plan is. We're trying to carry out our own plans.
Exactly.
And who make an alliance, but not of my spirit. And we're just talking about that. Making alliances with the daughters of Babylon and other nations, when we're supposed to remain loyal and true to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Right.
That they may add sin to sin. And that's what we do when we do what other people do. We add a sin to sin. Who sent out to go down to Mizraim without asking for my direction. You're always supposed to ask Yah's direction in everything that you do. That's what
exactly.
We learned about King David. He never made a move without asking Yah, what direction should I go in?
Exactly.
And take refuge in the protection of Paro. And to seek shelter in the shadow of Mizraim. That's what we do. Run to foreigners. Therefore shall the protection of Pharaoh turn to your shame and the shelter of the shadow of Mizraim to your humiliation. For through his officials, though his officials are at Zoan, and his envoys reach Hanes, everyone comes to shame. To a people that cannot profit them. These people can't profit us. That brings neither help nor profit, but shame and disgrace. That sounds like our condition right now. Exactly. Politicians make promises. They're about to have a big election next year. Oh, we're going to do the best job for the black people ever. Okay.
how long we going to buy that song, brother? It's not a number one hit anymore.
And our neighborhoods remain run down, dirty, filthy, with no opportunity for our children to excel.
Exactly.
And we run to the people that can't rock with us. Same back then, same as now.
Yeah. And the only avenue of means left to our children, unfortunately, is the bad man and bad girl avenues. So that's why our children seem to arise to the occasion, because those are the only avenues left. So don't be too hard on our children. I know I don't like it. I know you don't like it. But if those are only avenues left up to them, what you think? And you didn't talk to, you didn't teach them about LOM, his avenue, the way, and getting in connected with your people. There are no avenues left available to us to excel. So don't be too hard on our young people.
I don't know if I'm bring up P. Diddy and
his sons.
P. Diddy and the slum man, R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's going to bring them up. But you know, you look at them. Oh, they profit. They rich. They got money. They with all the girls. They run around in Bentleys. They got jets. And guess what? We're seeing their shame, aren't we?
Right.
Because when we align ourselves with our enemies, we make alliances, but not by Yah's spirit, it brings us shame because we add sin to sin. And that's what we
right.
see. That's the
same thing. Our enemies, so every, right, Kadria, our enemies in each and every aspect are not there to assist us. Take our women, women, in fact, for this so-called abortion situation. It's not to assist us to be close to the Yah. It's to assist us to sin for their so-called justice legal system. It's not to assist us to help us sin. Their so-called policing. It's not here to help us. It's to help us sin because they think that's cute. Ha ha. But in the end, the Most High is going to have the last laugh. Praise Yah. Go ahead, Katria.
Amongst the people we live in now, they tell you a man could be a woman could be a man. A man can marry a man, and a woman can marry a woman. That's their law. And you can't discriminate. So so when we align ourselves with these nations, what does it say? It brings shame on us. Shame on us. Everyone comes to shame through a people that cannot profit them. These people have not profited us. Matter of fact, they've profited off of us since they bought us over here as chattel slavery. It hasn't been the other way around. That bring neither help nor profit. Have they helped us or profited us? No.
No,
they
haven't helped us.
What have they brought us? Shame and disgrace. That's where we're at now, aren't we?
Yeah, they help. Huh? They help assist. Katria is keeping the brothers against the sisters against the brothers, and we all going to She-Hold together. That's what they're helping.
Oh, no, I ain't heading to a She-Hold, baby. Not me.
Right.
Not we.
Yeah.
Some of us are, because we ain't reading this. We ain't studying this. The eagle-eyed prophet. We call him a prophet because he saw into the future. And what he sees in the future that he wrote from the past, my Lord. He saw it very clearly, didn't he?
Exactly.
The position that we're in now. An oracle on the beast of the Negev. Through a land of trouble and anguish, from where comes the lioness and the lion, the adder and the flying fiery serpent. They carry their riches on the backs of donkeys and their treasures on the horse of camels. To a people that cannot profit them. Ms. Ryan's help is worthless and empty. Therefore, I have called her Rahab. You remember Rahab was a harlot, right? Who said so? Most High goes in on us. And now, go. Write it before them on a tablet. Write it before who? Our people. Stiff-necked, hard-headed, stubborn Israel. He wrote it on a tablet, and he said, inscribe it in a book. Therefore, we have the book of Isaiah today, don't we? When he was
praise
writing on sheepskin, his book lasted to this generation, praise God. That
praise
it may be for the time to come. And I guess this is the time to come because he's reading what he wrote. As a witness forever. How long is forever? But they are rebellious people. Go ahead.
That's a long time forever, Contra.
Oh, yeah. So what Isaiah wrote, it ain't going nowhere. It's going to be marked forever. Why? Because it's accurate. He's describing what's going on right now.
Exactly.
But they are rebellious people, aren't we?
Exactly.
Lying children. We love lies. Oh, Jesus Christ is coming to save you. That ain't what y'all say. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ is Messiah. Jesus Christ is Mashiach. We love that. We wait for the Messiah, HaMashiach, Yehoshua. That's a lie. Where in this is y'all saying that? Nowhere. The church is lying to you.
Exactly.
They don't even know what those terms mean. Anointed, Christ, Messiah. Don't even know. Go look it up. Find out the origin, where it came from. Who was the first Christ, Messiah, Mashiach? Because they got you twisted in a lie, and you're loving it. We love lies, don't we?
Yeah, well, Cartrell, and if I may be redundant in saying the same thing, Nisanya picked up her children this past Thursday, I believe, and they had taken them down to the police station. I'm going to tell you about their polices. And a sister of ours that's twisted in the mind, a monstrosity, was a sergeant down there. And got frisky with Nisanya about her children, mind you. And I think one of the officers said to Nisanya, well, you can go and take your children. The children have been gone damn near 3 months. And so the so-called sister, she ain't been to take these. Woman, is something wrong with you? These children have been on NICI, National Children of Exploited Children and Missing. And see, that's what I'm saying. Even that policing operation. And this is so-called sister sergeant. She talking about she didn't got a raise. Man, if we ain't a monstrosity because we are not moving toward the Most High, and we're moving toward every aspect of their infrastructure. And we are so far from the Most High in that regard, we're not moving toward him. We're moving toward Jesus in there, the daughter of Babylon infrastructure. That's why we have been reduced to and the further becoming a monstrosity. Until we move toward Yah and each other, we're going to remain what we are, a monstrosity, instead of a movement toward Yah's people. My apologies, Brother Katria.
All praises. And we know that the Native American, the indigenous people of this land told us that the white man speaks with a forked tongue.
Oh,
and we
I
already
know
that.
I know that. No doubt. I don't trust one father I can spit in.
And when he sent us to public school, inundates us with lies. He tells us Christopher Columbus discovered America. A big lie. Christopher Columbus did not discover America.
Brother, that's just like you coming in my house. You coming to my house, Cartrell. You done broken my house. You just said, I discovered that couch in Yom Suf Ari living room. That's mine. Come on, how ludicrous that sounds.
It is ludicrous. It's the first lie that they tell you.
I know.
It's the beginning of the lies that they tell you. All men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator. But we three-fifths of a human being can't be both at the same time, which just means you speak with a forked tongue. So we still trying to make this forked tongue people speak with a single tongue, which they're never going to do because they're not designed to speak the truth. If they would speak the truth, they would let us know who we are. They took away everything we have, our land, our language, our culture, our history, our knowledge of self. But you know what they let us have?
What's that, brother?
Christianity.
Okay. All righty. Okay.
Don't say anything else. All
right. How's that working out for us, Patrick? How's that working out for us?
Not good. Because we are rebellious people, lying children unwilling to hear the instruction of Yah.
Hallelujah.
How many of our people are listening to this video show?
Just
we're giving you the instruction of Yah every night. five nights a week.
Exactly.
Not many people are doing that, but I say we are.
The numbers are steady.
To be still.
Yeah. The numbers are steady, but, you know, it could be much more productive if they move toward Yah's people and move toward the Elohim.
Right. So we know that the description that the prophet Isaiah is giving here, it don't describe the Jews, because they're rebellious. They tell you that they're Jewish. They serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob everywhere they go.
Mm-hmm.
They don't affiliate themselves with not too many people but themselves.
Exactly.
But this lets you know who we are. They are rebellious people, lying children unwilling to hear the instruction of Yah, who say to the seers, don't see. They don't want to hear prophecy. And to the prophets, do not prophesy to us what is right. We good. Speak to us the smooth things. Yeah, things that make us feel good. Prophesy illusions, the American dream. Is the American dream an illusion? Leave the way. Turn aside from the path. Let us hear no more about the Holy One of Yisrael. Therefore, thus saith the Holy One of Yisrael. Okay, y'all don't want to hear me? Because you despise his word and trust in oppression and perverseness and rely on them. Does that sound like us?
Certainly it does.
We trust in oppression and perverseness. Not only do we trust in it, we rely on it. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you like a breach in a high wall, bulging out and about to collapse. Because it can't be maintained. Got a bulge in the wall, you better get out the way. Take the wall down and build a new one.
Exactly.
Who's breaking from you suddenly? Because if it breaks on you suddenly, you're in trouble and just might kill you. Whose breaking comes suddenly and in an instant, and its breaking is like that of a potter's vessel that is smashed so ruthlessly that among its fragments not a shard is found, with which to take fire from the earth or to dig up water out of the cistern. You can't do that. It's useless. But thus saith Yah, the Elohim of Yisrael, the Holy One of Yisrael, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. Chill out. Stop running the rat race. Stop trying to be Babylonian, Democratic, Republican, AME Zion, Seventh-day Adventist, Sunni Muslim. Return to Yah and rest, chill. Your time of oppression is up. And in quietness and in trust shall be your strength. Gotta learn how to be quiet sometimes and just trust Yah.
Mm-hmm.
But you are unwilling, and you said no. We will flee upon horses. Therefore, you shall flee away. It's your word. You're going to do what you say. And we will ride upon swift steeds. Therefore, your pursuers shall be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the threat of one. And that's what we do. We ain't got no strength in us. One show train, one officer come at us, we run it. At the threat of five, you shall flee. Till you are left like a flagstaff at the top of a mountain. Like a signal on a hill, left alone. Therefore, Yah waits to be gracious to you. Yah is waiting for us to make that change. Yes, a leopard can't change his spots, but we got to stop being hard-headed, stiff-necked, and rebellious and refuse to listen to Yah's word. We could change. Therefore, Yah waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. That's how the Most High is exalted. By showing us mercy. You think we need mercy? After all that we've been through?
Yes.
But Yah is Elohim of justice. Do we need justice? Are we crying for justice? Oh, yeah. We got a slogan. No justice, no peace. But justice is coming from the Most High. Blessed are all those who wait for him. Yeah. Don't have your own plan. Learn Yah's plan. For our people shall dwell in Zion, those who wait, those who know Yah's plan. In Jerusalem, you shall weep no more, no more blues, no more singing the blues. Ain't we famous for our blues?
Yes.
Good morning, heartache. Okay. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. Because we're going to cry, Yom Suf. We're going to cry. We're going to try to figure everything out, but we're going to cry. You know why I know that? Because how do we get out of Egypt?
Cry. Cry to the Most High.
We cried to the Most High. And he heard what? He heard what?
You heard that cry.
He heard our cry. Oh, we're going to cry, brother. We think we ain't going to cry. We so hard. We so tough. No, we ain't that tough, bro. As soon as he hears it, he answers you, which means that cry is coming. It hasn't come yet, right? That cry hasn't come yet. But it's going to come. And maybe when Donald Trump takes office, it'll come.
Exactly.
And though Yah give you the bread of adversity, because that's what's coming, and the water of affliction, because that's what's coming. Yet your teacher will not hide himself anymore. We teachers, we ain't trying to hide ourselves from the people.
No.
But your eyes shall see your teacher. Oh, now you're going to understand what we were talking about. And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. Yeah, I hear that voice now. That voice got me. I got mad stories about that voice telling me what to do.
Exactly.
Then you will defile your called idols overlaid with silver and your gold-plated metal images. All these church idols you're bound down, worshiping, hoping that you go into heaven when you die. You will scatter them as unclean things, because that's what they are. You will say to them, be gone. And he will give rain for the seed which you sow on the ground, because that's where your blessing, that's where your wealth comes from the ground. And bread, the produce of the ground, which will be rich and plenteous, because y'all going to clean it up with the pollution that's in it now, with that purifying fire. In that day, your livestock will graze in large pastures, and the oxen and the donkey that work the ground will eat seasoned fodder, which has been widowed with shovel and fork. And on every lofty mountain and every high hill, there will be brooks running with water in the day of great slaughter when the towers fall. And that always struck me because I live in Manhattan, and Manhattan is known for its towers. Was Yah specifically talking about the towers that the Babylonians and the Western people built? Oh, yeah. Because most Eastern people don't build towers like they do they?
No.
So these towers that they are so proud of, right? They try to build a towers like the one in Babylon. What's the tallest building in the world, right? Got to be a European country.
Oh, you already know.
Yah says, moreover, listen to this. The light of the moon will be as the light of the sun. Imagine that. We know what the moon does. But if the moon is as bright as the sun, there won't be night, will it?
No.
And the light of the sun will be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. Tell me on planet Earth can stand the sun being seven times what it is now.
Bro, they better get this eclipse glasses.
Well, they better have a whole batch of sunscreen, I know that.
It's true.
And in the day when Yah binds up the brokenness of his people. You got a famous song there, Yom Su.
But
Yah knows you broken. Yah's going to heal the broken people, ain't he?
Exactly.
And heal the wounds inflicted by his blow. He's the one that broke us.
Exactly.
Behold, the name of Yah comes from far, burning with his anger and his thick rising smoke. Yah's bringing judgment. His lips are full of fury, and his tongue is like a devouring fire. His breath is like an overflowing stream that reaches up to the neck to sift the nations with the sheave of destruction. Oh, they in trouble, brother. They don't know it, but they in trouble. And to place on the jaws of the people a bridle that leads astray. Yeah, y'all becoming LGBTQ and anything goes. Next, y'all be marrying goats and horses. No, don't laugh. Don't laugh, because they're trying to pass some laws, son. You should have a song, Israel, as in the night, when a holy feast is kept in gladness of heart,
as when one sets out to the second of the sound of a flute, to go to the mountain of Yah, yes, to the rock of Israel. And Yah will cause his majestic voice to be heard, and the descending glow of his arm to be seen, in furious anger and a flame of devouring fire, with a cloudburst and storm of hailstones. The Assyrians will be terror-stricken at the voice of Yah when he strikes with his rod. And every stroke of the appointed staff that Yah lays on them will be to the sound of tambourines and lids. Battling with brandished arm, he will fight with them. For a burning place has long been prepared. We know what that place is. For the king is made ready, its fire made deep and wide, with fire and wood in abundance. The breath of Yah, like a stream of sulfur, kindles it. So he's preparing these nations for hell, basically. That's a poetic description of where the wicked are going, to a place they're not going to recover from. But to Yah's people, he hands out hope. But it's up to us to change. We have to stop being rebellious. We have to listen to Yah's plan, learn Yah's plan, and go with Yah's plan. And my prayer is that Israel becomes humble and meek and returns to the Most High like he's asking us to. All praises.
All praises. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, Savion, any comments or commentary?
Not really, except for everybody seems to be worried about the man's laws and how to get money here and there, what they going to do, and all that. My suggestion to the brothers and sisters out here is let us seek Yah, obey Yah, and praise Yah. Seek Yah's laws and you'll have a better life.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. It's beautiful. Praise Yah. And go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting you. Are you done, Sister Avia?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sister Avia. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Thank you, Sister. Brother Katrin, your closing remarks and our comments, shaloms or good nights.
I'm just giving thanks to the Most High once again for the opportunity to share his word with the world. And to hear Sister Avia's voice again brings a fresh breath of fresh air to the lessons. And I just hope that these lessons penetrate, you know, the ears that hear them and the hearts and minds and souls, because we're trying to save people's souls. Yah's coming with fury, and we're trying to warn them. I don't know if people are going to really take it to heart. They think that this is just words on paper. But these words on paper are accurate, especially the first part. We're going to see the second part. But praise Yah for the opportunity to see and understand what's going on and to know what's coming. We love to hear a lot. Hopefully they take action. But this is not a joke. Not a joke.
Praise Yah. As my sister, thank you, brother. As my sister, Sister Avia, and my brother, Brother Cartrell, said to you in a fine analysis, reconnect with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and reconnect with one another. We love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all. We won't be like this forever. Shalom and good night.
We're broken people now. Be nothing, ain't that something? I've risen from the bottom, I got him, I'm on the prize, and inside him, damn right I overcame. Y'all know the name, we still love but never been the same. Everybody, yeah, they know the name, right now. But make it somehow, make it some way. Yeah, you know we gon' get it today, like I'm all on my own now. But won't ever let you down, won't let you down, down, down. Yes,
past, I've been through it. They know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel. And anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is
we're
me.
We're broken people now.
Giving it up to be part of myself on the real, you would think I'd be asthmatic. Allergic to your bullshit, yeah that's right, I done had it. Where all the time, if you rep it, get it, cat it right now. It's right here about right now. I am too alive right now, I'm alive right now. Come on, feel the vibe right now. Feel the vibe, feel the vibe, feel the vibe. I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel. And anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is
we're
me.
We're broken people now. Between us.